Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everybody. Thank you for holding on. I couldn't get the phone off mute. I was trying to get it to operate with me for the service tonight. I thank God for you all joining in. I thank God for the service on tonight. I just thank God for this Monday night. This is my birthday week, and I am praising God for that. I want you all to know that tonight's service is going to be awesome. God has a word for us. God is going to share with us on tonight. The man of God that will be speaking is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas, and we are just excited with what God is doing in the body of Christ, because God has a plan, and you and me and everyone that wants to be included in God's plan, you have a place. You just have to be ready to do what God has instructed you to do. So I'm just going to see if the man of God is on the line, and if so, I am Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We're going to go on with the program and let God have his way, so that you, me, and everyone else can get delivered, get healed, and get a breakthrough on tonight. Pastor, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
It's in your hands. Go right ahead.
All right. Starting my Facebook Live as well at the same time. What a blessing it is this evening to once again be on Blog Talk Radio with you and you, as well as my family and friends here on Facebook Live. It is the second Monday of the month, and what a blessing it is. I thank God for another opportunity to share God's word with his people. I want to say, not yet, I know it's not her birthday, you got a couple days, but happy birthday to Minister Renee Sylvia Kaiser. Right. We thank God for her and her faithfulness and all that she does when it comes to here with on Blog Talk Radio, and all the people of God at the same time. What a blessing it is to my family on Facebook Live. What's up, Sylvia, Renee, God bless you. Nancy Wilmer, God bless you. Good to see you, all those that are on here. I just want to talk for a few minutes, about a very familiar passage of Scripture that we have read before, even in our own personal life. I just want to take some time just to give God some praise. But Pastor Williams, God bless you, man of God. God bless you. God bless you. I want to talk for a few minutes, if I can, on the subject of in the
what needs to be said in the manner in which it's said. We ban every demonic force that tries to hinder the move of God, the presence of God, the word of God, the revelation, the knowledge, the healing, the freedom, the deliverance. Father, we give your name the glory and the praise. Let your anointing power and your glory be on it. In the name of Jesus, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Thank God and amen. Once again, I just want to talk for a few minutes in the hands of the potter. In the hands of the potter. Here it is that I want to go to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, the first verse. I want to go to Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, the first through the sixth verse. If you're in the New Testament, you're on the wrong side of the Bible. Come back to the Old Testament so you can get where we're at. Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, first through the sixth verse. Amen. And it says these words, if you go along with me, it says, the first verse says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. He made it again another vessel, as seemed good said to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. One more time, I want to talk with you tonight in the hands of the potter. A while ago, there was a young lady, her name is Ashelina, and she's a wonderful singer. She's a woman of God, Pastor Williams, and she was on Facebook, and she was beginning to talk about Auntie Margo. She began to talk about her flaws, her physical flaws, and who God made her, and some things that she dealt with, and how she wanted to change some things. But she was stuck in a place of fear of changing some things because of how she perceived herself, how she looked to herself. In other words, she had insecurities. In other words, she had self-esteem problems based off the way she looked to herself, and maybe the way that she perceived other people looked at her in this manner. But this particular time, she begins to put these photos on Facebook. And in the photo, she says, I am embracing my flaws. She said, I'm not accepting my flaws, but I am embracing my flaws. In other words, Pastor Treadwell, what she's saying is, I understand what my flaws are. I understand how they became and the different steps it took to get me to the place where I am. She said, so I'm embracing my flaws. I'm not going to accept them. I'm not going to settle for them. I'm not going to be okay with them. But I am embracing them to the point where now that I know, the Bible says, once you come to the light, yeah, then you begin to walk therein.
Amen.
So she said, I came to the light of seeing how my body looks, who I am, and the things that I don't like. Now, watch this. How many times have we looked in the mirror or we heard some things that we said, and we looked around our house and we said, we don't like this. I don't like that. I'm going to change this. I'm going to change that. But we are slowful in our process to change.
Amen.
We are slowful in our process to buy the right curtains. We are that coordinate with the colors that we want in our living room, our dining room, our bedroom, or even in our bathroom, or in our basement, just in different rooms of the house. We're slowful in our moving. We're apprehensive. We're worried about how much things are going to cost. And we're taking our time not because we want to get the right thing. We're just slowful and apprehensive.
Mm-hmm.
So then she began to talk about, now what I do is I look at myself and I begin to make the necessary move to change what I see in the mirror.
All right.
How many times have you went to the mirror and looked at yourself and said, that got to change?
Amen.
Down like where that look. That didn't sound right. But we saw it, but there was no actions behind it. Watch this. Even the Bible says faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
But now we believe it, but we're not doing nothing with it. Now we see it, but we're not doing nothing with it. Mm. So then here it is. Even myself, I said, you know, I got too many Pepsis and too much pound cake, and it's showing. So I told myself it's time for us to change our eating habits. Tannis is an excellent example of this. Tannis, she puts up her before and after pictures, and she said to herself, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Tannis, let's do something about it. But Tannis didn't just talk about it. She began to work about it. A lot of times we have a whole lot to say, but we don't do nothing about it. We become complacent. We become uncomfortable in the place where we're in. We complain with no actions behind it. But once again, Tannis Henderson is an example of, I'm going to get up, I'm going to go to the gym, I'm going to change my eating habits, I'm going to work out, I'm going to work on myself. Now, that's the natural man. But at the same time, we need to do the same thing spiritually. Mm-hmm. What we tend to do is we read our Bible, but we don't apply none of the attributes of God's words to our life.
Help us.
The Bible says that thy word have I hid in my heart,
yes,
that I may not sin against you.
Yes.
But we're so busy sinning that we forgot about the word that's supposed to be in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're reading, but we're seeing the words, but we're not comprehending the words. We're not taking in the word. We're not asking God for the revelation and for the knowledge and the wisdom of the word so that it becomes applicable to our lives.
Yes.
So here it is that here God talked to Jeremiah, telling him to go down to the potter's house. Why? Because the potter has the ability to take nothing and makes it make it something.
That's it.
How many times did you think that you were nothing? How many times did you feel like that you were not going to make it? Apostle Joseph Davis Sr. is on here, and he has a daughter named, her sister pastor named Sheridan Davis. She began to talk about growing up how she didn't feel like she was worth it, or she was not attractive enough. She was not this, or she was not that. Mm. But one day she realized that she is who God. She was the Proverbs 31 woman. For her price was far above rubies.
Yeah.
But at one point in time, she didn't believe in herself in the magnitude that she should, that God created her. We were created, molded, and shaped into his image,
yeah.
Right? So then go down to the potter's house. And yes, we get to the potter. He takes a lump of clay and he turns that lump of clay into nothing. And you know, when the clay is, for example, when they take the clay out the ground, it has rocks in it. It has pebbles in it. It may have a little twigs even in them, Tannis. And what happens has to happen is the potter has to take his time. He has to have the patience. He has to have the nurturing spirit. He has to have the love. He has to have the sincerity to take his time to begin to pluck out the impurities out of the clay, because he knows that this clay can be molded into something that's worthwhile.
Mm.
Do me a favor, if you're on here with me on Facebook Live, type in the comment section, I may have been nothing, but I was worthwhile. One more time, type in the comment section, I may not have been nothing, but I was worthwhile. So then they begin to pluck out the impurities, all of these rocks and these pebbles and all of these twigs out of the rock, so that he's able to begin the process of the molding. It might just be a molding of a ball. It could be molding of a long, you know, just a long string, maybe like a log. But it's the process, the starting process of getting on the potter's wheel. And then once you get on the potter's wheel, and guess what? Not only do they take nothing, but they take vessels that have been maybe broken, may have been cracked, may have been almost shattered into pieces. May feel like they don't have the right pieces. Maybe a little piece missing here, a little piece missing there. You know how you break a glass or something or a vase, and there's little bitty pieces that may be missing. And so we feel like because the pieces are missing, that we could not be put back together again. Y'all know, y'all remember that old nursery rhyme? Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I came to let you know, I'm not Humpty Dumpty. We're not Humpty Dumpty. We are God's children. So whatever pieces that you believe that you may be missing out of your life, when you get on the potter's wheel, he has the power and the authority to do what? To mold you back together. You don't believe what I'm saying? Let's go back to the fourth verse of the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. He says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in his hand. In other words, it was sitting in his hand in the right position to grip it so that he's able to begin the process of shaping and molding. Watch this. The Bible, the stuff right, but the song, a songwriter says, have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, and I am the clay.
Yeah.
Mold me and make me after thine will, while I am waiting, yielded and still. While I am waiting,
hallelujah,
yielded and still.
Hallelujah.
We have to wait on God, but we're always in a hurry. We want things to be, hurry up. Most time, when you do stuff in a hurry, you find some place where you end up messing up at. Because you're in a hurry. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but for all things through prayer and supplication.
That's what the
word is. So then here it is, that the clay, you have to pick out all of the impurities, the lumps, the bumps. You have to be, you have to take your thumbs and you have to be kneaded, and I think it's kneaded and pushed and shaped and molded.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what happens is, then it comes, even the broken vessel has to think, watch this, you got to, if you're a vessel that's broken, you have to be emptied out.
That's it.
One more time. If you are a vessel that has been broken, Tannis, you have to be emptied out.
Amen.
Why? Because there are times we're leaking.
Mm.
How many times have you picked up a glass and you didn't know, looking at how it was looking, that it was leaking until you poured something into it?
That's it.
You poured some milk, some water, some Pepsi, some juice or something, a tea, a coffee inside of this particular vessel, only to find out that at the bottom or on the side, it was leaking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And because it was leaking, what could you do about the leak? Nothing.
Nothing at all.
Until the vessel was now empty. Once the vessel was emptied out, then you can see where the leak was. Then you have the knowledge, if you have that kind of knowledge, how to fix the leak in the vessel. Mm. So then here it is, the potter has the power and the authority to fix the leak in the vessel.
That's
so
it.
So I said, there's a leak in this old building, in my soul. I know it's mean about death moving on, but let me tell you something. It's a leak in this vessel. The Bible says, and this flesh dwells
no good thing.
So why the flesh is willing no good thing, there's leaks that need to be fixed.
That's it.
The way you talk is a leak in your building.
Mm.
The way you walk sometimes is a leak in your building. The way you give is a leak in your building. The way you live your life, you may be a liar, you may be a backstabber, you may be a cheater, you may be cheap. You know what I'm saying? You may be stingy, you may be selfish, you may be self-absorbed, you may be stuck up, you may be self-righteous. Those are leaks in your building that need to be repaired. But who has the power to repair the leaks in your building? The potter has the power. Who is the potter? God is the power. God is that potter. So then here it is, even in a particular verse, he says, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel. In other words, what happens is, even though you may have some cracks, you may have some missing pieces, you may have some leaks, it may be leaning to the side, it may not be even. Y'all remember when we was growing up and they gave us clay when we was kids, they told us we made little ashtrays, little coffee cups, and sometimes those coffee cups was leaning to the side. And so the handle was almost bigger than the whole cup. Sometimes they made ashtrays, and you know, they made little things for our parents, for Father's Day, for Mother's Day, for Christmas, for just different type of thing. So then what happens is, when you get on the potter's wheel of Jesus Christ, when you get on in a position to give him everything, it says, once again, he has the ability.
Mm.
So he made it again another vessel.
Again.
Because maybe the vessel that we once were, watch this, when I was whoremongering and doing it on a regular basis and doing what I was doing, I was a different kind of vessel. So then I can't come to God and say, have your way in my life, and he leave me in the same position that I was again. He had to, the big thing, he had to change the vessel that I was. Why? Because that old vessel had no room to house the new place that God was taking me. Watch this, the Bible says that old, you can't put new wine in old wineskins.
That's it.
You can't put new wine in old wineskins. So then once again, he said, so he made it again another vessel.
Mm-hmm.
And seemed good to the potter to make it.
Yeah.
So we say we surrender to God and we want to give him our everything, but then we want to question, why God, why are you changing this? Why am I not going here? Why do I feel this way? Why am I talking this way? Why am I doing things
why?
Because you decided to put your life and your spirit in the potter's hand.
Watch this.
The songwriter says, in case you have fallen by the wayside of life, dreams and visions shattered, you're all broken inside.
Mm.
You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. The potter wants to put you back together again.
Mm.
Once again, we have to get into the potter's hands. The first process is digging up the clay out of the ground, or taking a broken vessel and seeing where it's leaking, where it's cracked, where the imperfections are, or what needs to be repaired. But what happens is, after taking those things that caused it, then you have to be watered.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be why you have to be watered, because the water then begins to shape, help the potter begin to shape the vessel.
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe, like I said, the vessel wasn't big enough. Maybe it was too tall.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it wasn't tall enough. Maybe it wasn't wide enough.
Uh-huh.
So then in the potter's hand, because the clay is mired in the right hand, which when you put your heart and your mind and your spirit in God's hand, he knows exactly what you need.
Yeah. Yes.
And so in the midst of it, you're being watered. So he begins to shape you. He begins to mold you. Mm-hmm. He begins to set you in the position that you need to be in so that you can gain victory, that you can maintain and retain the victory that's needed in your life.
Mm.
And once again, after that, here comes the harder part. Here comes the seal of approval.
Mm-hmm.
The seal of approval is to put you into the fire. Once again, you were once broken. You was once a lump of clay. But now you've been shaped by the watering of the Holy Ghost. You are now being shaped with the power of Jesus Christ. And now becomes the fire. Once again, I tell you all the time, I thank God that he brought me to it to bring me through it, to bring me out. Now, y'all know I love that. Come on here. Come on. Come on, talk to me. Talk back to me. Talk in the comment section. I thank God that he brought me to it to bring me through it and then bring me out. He brought me to it to bring me through it to bring me out because he is that kind of God. But it doesn't happen until he puts you in the fire. The songwriter says, please be patient with me. Why God is not through with me yet. Once again, please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. Why? Because when God gets through with me, I shall come forth as pure gold. But what? How do you get gold pure? You have to put gold into the fire. The fire of the potter begins to solidify, begins to harden, and gives stability to the vessel that God is trying to make you.
That's it. You don't believe me?
The Bible talks about we overcome by the word of God and from the words of our testimony. Because it's the test that we went through that God brought us out of that now we can share with somebody to tell them, yes, you may be going through this. Yes, you may have experiences, but I came to tell you that anything is possible because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me.
Hallelujah.
So in the midst of this, first comes the shaping. Then if you're broken, comes the recognizing of the breaking points, of the cracks, the broken pieces, the pieces that I'm missing. Then comes the water to wash us clean, sanctify us, pure. Then comes the fire to purify us, just sanctify us. Sanctify, I don't know about you, but I'd like to be known as a sanctified person. I'd like to be known as a saved and sanctified person. Filled with the power and the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then after he's done putting you in the fire, he got to set you down.
Mm-hmm.
He got to put you in the place so you can cool down. So in the place of being cooled down comes the place of obedience. Why? Because I've never experienced it before in my life, God. So now I have to trust you with everything in me because of what's happening. Father, you picked me up out the muck and the miry clay, my Lord, today. Then what you did was you began to water me. You began to shape me and mold me in the position that I need to be in. I was once lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind.
But now
I can see. Because I once was, but I am no more.
That's it.
Come on, talk in this chat to me. Come on, talk, type in it. I once was, but I am no longer. I once was, but I am no longer. Because I put my life and my mind and my spirit and everything that's in me into the hand of the potter. My Lord Jesus. So now, after I have sat on the shelf for a little while, and I cooled down after being in the fire, then now comes the time for God, for the potter to now beautify me.
That's it.
Now comes the time for him to beautify me. What happens is, you get the paint job.
Mm-hmm.
You get the designs. You get the price tags. You get to put on the shelf for display. To show the goodness of Jesus. I believe it says, when I think of the goodness of Jesus
and all
that he's done for me,
my soul
cries out, hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. It's because he saved me. Because I decided to give my heart and my mind and my soul that I was able to come to the potter's wheel. Yeah, even in the midst of what's happening, it says, in case your situation has turned upside down, and all that you've accomplished is now on the ground. Hallelujah. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in, my mm-hmm. God, so that the potter wants to put you back together again. I don't know about Humpty Dumpty. He didn't make it. But I don't have that testimony that all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Troy back together again because I called on the King of Kings. I called on the Lord of Lords. I called on the great I am. And when I called on Jesus, when I called on Jesus, and the thing began, he began to answer my prayer. When I was down to the lowest place, when I called on Jesus, he began to do some great things in me. When I began to call his name, the song say, he'll hear you when you call him.
Yes,
he will
yes,
answer
yes.
prayer. When I called on him, he came to my rescue. I put my life and my mind, everything in me, into the hand of the potter. What's the potter name? His name is Jesus.
Yes.
The great I am. The Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end. Jesus, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was his blood that he shed on Calvary that cleansed my soul, that washed me and made me whole. It was the power of the rising of the... It was the power of the rising of Jesus. It was the power of the rising of Jesus. Because when he got up with all power in his hand. He was able to pick me up when he got
that's
up.
That's
he was able to pick me up when he got up. He became the ultimate sacrifice for me. I don't know about you, but I came to encourage you to say to get in the hand of the potter.
That's it.
The potter wants to put you back together again. Yes, he do. He wants to change your mentality. He wants to change your heart. He wants to change
yes,
your spirit,
Lord, yes,
not
Lord,
just for
yes,
you,
Lord.
But that those around you might know who
he
is. My God, today. You who are broken, stop by the potter's house. You who need mending, stop by the potter's house.
Yes.
Give him the fragments of your broken life.
That's it.
My
that's
friend,
it.
Hallelujah. Once
that's
again,
it.
You who that's broken, my God, stop by the potter's house.
Glory.
You who needs mending,
stop by
the potter's house. Give him the fragments of your broken life, my friend.
My God.
For the potter wants to put you
back
together again.
Yeah.
I just came on here to encourage you, to encourage you to in the hands of the potter. Get in the hand of the potter.
Yes.
Get in the hand of the potter. Once again, the fourth verse of the 18th chapter of Jeremiah. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, so as seemed good to the potter to make it.
Yes.
God bless you. Thank you for joining Pastor Troy here on Facebook Live, here at Blog Talk Radio, once again, so that we'll know that it's time to get in the hand of the potter.
Yes.
Who is the potter? His name is Jesus. He's the Alpha.
Hallelujah.
He's the beginning and he's the end. There's none like him nowhere. I don't care where you search or how far you go. There is nobody
like
Jesus. He has all the power that you need to change your heart and your mind. I love you. I thank God for you. What a wonderful time we had tonight. Once again, if you're not busy, this coming up Sunday at 2:30 p.m., meet Pastor Troy and the Fountain of Living Water Ministry at 4344 West Madison. Once again, 4344 West Madison. We also have a flyer coming up real soon for the pastors and the church's celebration, what they normally call anniversary, and as well as my birthday celebration. That is November 7th, November 5th, Friday, November 5th, Sunday, November 7th, and Sunday, November the 21st. We have Bishop-elect, Bishop-designate Tyreek Beard and the house and the City of David, City of David Church, as well as Episcopal Vicar Terrell Edwards, as well as Grace Central Church, that's going to be with us, that's going to share the word of God. I guarantee you a great time. That is November 5th, November 7th, and November 21st coming up. Once again, if you're not busy Sunday at 2:30, see Pastor Troy at 4344 West Madison. And get into the hand of the potter. And as I always say, hashtag,
let's pray.
Let's pray.
Hey, Facebook, thank you for joining in. Blog Talk, I hope you enjoyed the service on tonight. The man of God poured into us. He allowed us to be blessed with the word from Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 6, but he concentrated more on verse 4, in the potter's hands. Now that blessed me, because I know now I can be made over again. In the potter's hands, he can make me a vessel that seems good to him, because he is the potter, and there's a leak, and the potter is going to fix this leak. The lines are open if you want to say something to encourage the man of God for encouraging us, releasing the word on tonight. Go on and speak now.
Hello, this is Cecilia. Just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Troy, for reminding us that we can be in the potter's hand. And I thank Jesus for delaying his coming so that every bar place I have, that he is making it again. Thank you, thank you, thank you, man of God.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Apostle-elect. Is there anyone else that would like to have something to say to the man of God tonight?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Ron Montgomery. I want to thank Minister Troy for the word that he gave today. I always marvel at how we hear the truth over and over again, because the fact there's only one truth, and that's why we always hear. Gosh, I was really impressed on how there was a new vein in this truth that was explored tonight, talking about how the potter removes the impurities before he makes the vessel. And it set me to thinking about how he brings us here to the world pure as newborn babes, and from then on we pick up these impurities as we go along. We learn his word, and we can alleviate the impurity if we have the desire to do so, and when we get the desire to do so. Gosh, there was so much truth in what Pastor Troy said tonight, and it just leads to so many other truths. I'm just always marveled at how we all know the truth, but do we know the depth of it? And Pastor Troy really helps us explore that tonight. Thank you very much. I really appreciate the word.
Thank you, Elder Ron, for those words of encouraging to the pastor. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to the pastor tonight to let him know how he blessed you on tonight with the word? Okay, if we don't have anyone else that would love to speak, I'm going to give you all our closing remarks, and then I'm going to let the man of God have his final words, and then we will be ending the service. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you all for listening to Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron Ministry through Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live. Our foundational scripture is Matthew 6 and 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Please come back this Friday. This will be the third Friday of the month of October, and I will be your speaker on Blog Talk as well as Facebook Live, and it will be the day before my birthday. Woohoo! Yes! I would love to share this time with you, because I will be celebrating another year that God has allowed me to be a part of, because I don't think it's no other party that's better than the Holy Ghost party, that any time you could praise God, that's given a Holy Ghost party. So that service will be at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m., we will be having our very own Apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. That's Sunday morning on Blog Talk, 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And if you come back next Monday, that will be our third Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We will have our very own Minister Margo McCord. I am so excited about what God is going to be doing on that service also. So please tune in with our Facebook notices as well as our Blog Talk notices. And just know that we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Don't forget tonight's lesson was go back to the potter. Let the potter make you again with his hands. Just so he can close the leak. Okay? Pastor, do you have any final remarks you would like to give us on tonight?
Oh, no. I was so honored that Uncle Ron got on here and was talking and how he enjoyed me. That's a blessing to have, you know, our family members that are to enjoy the word of God. It's just in our lineage, Uncle Ron, what God is doing for us. And it took me some time to accept it, but I have accepted it. But I had to get into the potter's hand. And I'm just grateful. I'm really grateful for the opportunity to share God's word, to share the true word, not just my opinion. My mom told me the Bible has nothing to do with your opinion. You have to preach the word of God, how God demands. The Bible says to take nothing from it or not to add anything to it. And sometimes we go to these some preachers, they're adding their opinion instead of the word of God. They preach to please the people and not to please God. You know, I thank God that's how I was raised, and I thank God for those impartations into my heart, into my mind, and it has taken root and it's coming up. Nothing like when you sow a seed, you got a harvest coming up. Sooner or later, that harvest is coming up. And we're in our due season. Hallelujah, bless your name. We are in our due season, and we are about to receive the harvest of God. The harvest of God is coming our way because we have planted the seed. And that's all I have to say. You can close out with prayer, Minister Kaiser, if you would like.
Thank you so much. Father God, we thank you for tonight, God. Let every ear that heard the word, God, let it ring in their ears on tonight, God. Let it ring in their ears from now on, that any time and every time something comes up, they feel that something's coming against them, they can go back to the potter and say, God, make my heart again. Make my mind over again. Make my ears over again that, God, I won't receive nothing that you don't say. God, teach me how to accept what you allow. God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every viewer. God, we just thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for letting us receive it honestly and openly. God, teach us how to be honest with ourselves, that we know that you had already let us know that there was a leak and we needed to be mended. We needed to be fixed. We needed to come back to the potter's house to be put back on the table so that we can go back into being molded and going through the fire, God, to be purified. We ask you, God, on tonight, cover our house, cover our homes, cover our jobs, cover everything that is attached to us, cover everything that we are attached to and everybody. God, we just say, take us on our way to work tomorrow. Take us through the night. Bless us, oh Lord. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless America, oh God. Cover us, keep us, and don't let us forget that there is a shift in the spirit realm. Oh God, we thank you for that. And with that being said, we're going to say amen and good night.